This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this program, we're talking real estate, what's going on in the world nationally, as well as right here at home in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web, charlottesvilleinsights.com, or visit our fan page on Facebook, Charlottesville Insights. And on those pages, we have podcasts of our previous shows, as well as lots of other useful real estate information. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Make sure you check out their website at movementmortgage.com for the latest on interest rates. And we're going to talk about interest rates on this show. Interest rates seem to have settled down a bit, which is good news for the real estate market. And today is another big day for real estate in Central Virginia. Sundays in the fall, it's still a good time to sell a home. It's a great time to buy a home. And there's different ways to get your information today. In the Daily Progress, Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad that has photos and directions to all of our open houses. You can also go to realestate3.com to find that information. And we now have a new way to get your real estate fix. Check out Real Estate 3 TV. That's on every Sunday at 7 and 10 o'clock in the morning and 11:30 p.m. It's on ABC, CBS, and Fox TV. You can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I send out news on the real estate market throughout the week. And please keep your questions coming. We're going to get to some of your questions on today's show. And today we have with us again Bill Tucker. It's always a treat to have Bill with us. Bill is one of the area's premier real estate attorneys, and we're going to check in with him, get his view on the state of this recovering real estate market. We're also going to walk through why would somebody do a short sale and a little bit of a step-by-step on how to do a short sale. So stick around for today's show. First, we're going to talk a little bit about two articles that were in the headlines this week. Both of them come from the Kiplinger Report. Now's the time of year where you start to see a lot of economists giving their prediction for 2014. I always read the Kiplinger Report, and they seem to be right on. Here's what they say on housing. After a surge in home values in most cities over the past year, prices will increase more slowly in 2014. Kiplinger expects this increase to be about 4% in 2014 as compared to almost 11% that we've been running in 2013. So still good news on real estate there. The other interesting point in the Kiplinger report shows that the percentage of consumers who intend to buy a house in the next 6 months was the highest level since the year 2000. And a lot of that, they go at length in this article about the pent-up demand that comes from a lot of the Gen Y youngsters that are still living at home. That's the age group 18 to 35 that's still living at home. And as the economy improves, you're going to see some of this Gen Y group start to purchase their first home. So good news, good outlook for 2014. The other article I want to mention, the mortgage outlook for 2014, because they go obviously hand in hand. The notes from this article say that the rates have hovered at historic lows for 3 years. This year, there was a spike this summer from some Fed activity where the rates went up to 4.6%, and by the middle of October, they settled back down at 4.1%. The article goes on to say improvements in the economy will boost rates, but it will not happen before mid-year next year, forecasted to go up to about 5%. The other notes on this article, you will not see any wild and crazy financing. That's the difference of the 2014 predicted mortgage outlook. The lenders, however, are starting to show more flexibility. that's good news. And then the last mention I want to make is that the jumbo market is back. Jumbo mortgage is back, and in our area, that's loans over $417,000. So I think we will continue to see a good fall market, and it's setting the stage for a very strong spring market of next year. This is Charlottesville Insights. Bill Tucker's our guest. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us today on the program, back with us, is Bill Tucker, one of the area's leading real estate attorneys. Bill, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, Jeff, glad to be here. You know, just played 2 hours of basketball, so I'm glad to be sitting down.
Good
so
for
thanks.
You, getting that wellness. You spend some time in the gym. That's
well,
good. You're going to live a long time.
Well, we're a bunch of older guys. You know, our minds know the moves we want to make, but our bodies aren't doing it.
Don't you think better, though, after you've broken the sweat?
Absolutely.
Don't you find that your mind is much clearer?
Absolutely. And you got a lot of energy. You know, I try to run in the morning, and that just makes the whole day go that much better.
We've gone on this wellness campaign with our company because realtors, and I'm off the topic here, but realtors tend to work a lot and work out very little, and so we're trying to change that in our company. But as we see our agents taking better care of themselves, getting their workout in, and eating better, because the two go hand in hand, and then sleep on top of that, we find that our agents are much more productive, and they come to us and say, why didn't we do this before? But it sometimes when you get into that bad pattern, it's hard to shake yourself out of it. But you've always been a guy in the gym, so good for you, Bill Tucker. Let's talk real estate. How's the real estate market from your perspective, 2014, winding down? How would you characterize 2014 from your view?
Well, year-wise, it's been actually a better year than last year, more volume. We're seeing this is the time of year where we'll see a little less activity, but that's kind of good. We can play catch-up and get rid of some pending issues. But all in all, the year's been very good. Another good thing about the year, and you know, in addition to having good seeing new buyers and people in the market, we've actually had situations where we had multiple offers, which
yes.
has been a long time since we've seen those.
Yes.
But you know, the other side, the distress side of real estate, I'm seeing less of that, so that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. In our area, although we do have some distressed properties, it's certainly not like some of the other counties in the state that were hit real hard and other areas in the country that were hit real hard. And as a result of that, our real estate values, although they dropped some during the lowest point in the market, our real estate values have really held pretty strong, and particularly in our area under 600,000, those homes tend to sell well. As you get over a million, it becomes more and more challenging to sell a home. But are you seeing any distressed sales in the over $1 million range?
Unfortunately, we are. And each one of those is an interesting situation as to how we can, you know, put the deal together and get the banks on board. The banks got more to lose in a situation where you've got $1 million plus house. They usually are a lot larger loans. That house probably used to be worth $2 million.
Right.
And so you may have $1.5 million loan on it, and how are you going to convince the bank to be willing to accept less than $1 million?
Let's go back for our listeners. And again, we're talking with Bill Tucker, one of the area's premier real estate attorneys. Let's set the stage and let's define again what a short sale is, because I want to drill down on the short sale on this program. What is a short sale from your definition, Bill Tucker?
A short sale is when the property has debt against it which exceeds the value of the house. In other words, if you sell the house, there's not going to be enough money to pay off the lenders. So the lenders have to analyze the situation and decide, will we be willing to accept less than what we're owed? And that becomes a short sale.
Who qualifies for a short sale? Because doesn't there have to be some type of hardship in order for a bank to usually participate?
The common definition of a short sale, at least what I always tell everybody, is you've got to have a property that's upside down, mm-hmm. you owe more than it's worth. And secondly, you've got to have a hardship. And several of the government agencies have actually come out with definitions of what they consider hardships. And if you fall in one of those definitions, you then meet the criteria. There's also, it's still amazing at this time, there still includes the criteria you usually have to be behind in your mortgage. There are a couple of programs that says you don't have to be behind in your mortgage, but invariably I hear the lenders thinking, you know what, it may be a hardship for the borrower to pay, but they're paying, so it's not a hardship for me, the lender. I'm getting my money. Mm-hmm. So typically that hardship includes not getting behind in your mortgage.
Let me rattle off a couple of examples of hardship, and you tell me if, in your opinion, this applies for any of our listeners. Job loss, hardship?
Absolutely.
Reduction in pay. If they work for a company that did a 20% across the board pay cut, is that a hardship?
Yes, and actually loss of income is. And there's actually some new loan programs for people who do short sales based on loss of income, and they're allowed to go back in the marketplace within a year.
Hmm. What if they had one of these loans, and you didn't really see very much of it around here, but what if they had one of these loans where the interest rate exploded on them for some reason? Maybe it was one of those negative AM
sure.
loans or something like that. If there was a large hike to the payment, can that be seen as a hardship?
We've been able to describe it as a hardship, mm-hmm. and certainly the situation, if you look at that person's budget, let's say they have a certain amount of fixed income coming in, that hasn't changed at all, but the mortgage cost has gone from $1,500, let's say, to $2,800. Well, that's certainly, because of that large increase in expenses, is going to create a hardship for that borrower.
Okay, so now, for any of our listeners, if they're thinking, okay, I have a hardship, and I think I might qualify to do a short sale because I'm quote unquote upside down. In other words, my home is worth less than the note. Mm-hmm. Where do they go from there? In your legal advice, because I find a lot of folks, they can make that determination. They can get up and say, I'm probably a short sale candidate. But then moving forward, that seems to be the hardest part, is to kind of cross the line there and say, okay, we're going to do this. Inertia sets in on a lot of folks, and what ends up happening is, I hate to see it, because without taking action, sometimes they get behind and further behind and further behind, and now they're heading towards foreclosure, when if they could just take that step mm-hmm. and move forward on the short sale, what do they do?
You were talking about getting behind, and we see that where they just bury their head in the sand and,
right.
and don't deal with the reality, and you're right, it eventually will end up in foreclosure, and with the foreclosure, it's going to be worse on your credit. credit, worse on your future, and maybe even create some deficiency issues where if you'll just decide, you know, I've got this situation, it's not going away, let's go talk to some professionals and get some advice. They ought to go see a realtor, find out for sure exactly what their house is worth in the market to make sure they're upside down. Yeah. And then we suggest, and we meet with people all the time, come in and talk to us so we can just analyze your situation and decide what's the best alternative for you.
I couldn't agree more. Get a realtor involved to figure out the value of the property, and then I would call Bill Tucker, and I would drive right into his driveway at his office, and I would say, get advice, get educated, so that you can make an informed decision, a decision with a clear head, because if you get too far behind, fear sets in, and it's just much more difficult. The mind kind of goes on you, but if you can be proactive, get professional advice. There's a lot of success stories with short sales. Mm-hmm. And the banks, as you've indicated, for the most part, they've kind of come to grips that short sales are a part of life. And for the most part, they will work with you. It depends on which lender you have, and there's a variance to it. But all this can be done, and so again, I think being proactive and not sticking your head in the sand, for any of our listeners that might be a candidate for a short sale. Bill, is there anything else that any of our listeners should think about if they find themselves getting behind in their payments? Is there anything else that they should consider?
Well, the first thing they do, and most lenders are doing this under some of the home affordable programs, which is a government program, is if you think you're going to get behind or you actually get behind, the lender will reach out to you, or you can reach out to the lender and talk about whether a loan modification is an option. And in fact, a lot of short sales, before you can get to the short sale process, the lender wants to look and see if there's a ability that you have the income to afford a lower payment, and then they would modify your loan, maybe reduce the payment. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen often, and usually short sales the outcome, but at least that's an alternative, and some people do get reasonable modifications.
Is that something that the borrower can do on their own?
Absolutely. They should reach out to their lender and say, do you have a modification program, and can I get the paperwork to fill that out?
Do most lenders need tax returns in order to do that, or they can just kind of take your information over the phone and make a determination?
No, they're going to need a bunch of documents and expect that the lender's going to lose it many times, so keep copies to send in again and again.
This is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Bill Tucker. We're talking about how to do a short sale. We're going to take a break and be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. NC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Bill Tucker, one of the area's leading real estate attorneys. Bill, I've got some questions that came in this week. If you don't mind, I'm going to get to these questions. I'm going to ask you to chime in first on your opinion, and then I'll go. Rick in Keswick wrote in on our Facebook page, "I'm purchasing a home in December. Should I go fixed rate or ARM?" Do you have an opinion on that, Bill?
Well, I'm not a mortgage guy, but there, what I can tell, the interest rates are really exceptional right now. Yeah. So I'm seeing a lot of fixed rates on what we're closing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Bill. With a 4% 30-year fixed, what do you
can't beat that, yeah, unless you can get 3.8.
Unless you knew you were definitely going to move in 3 to 5 years, and maybe you could get that a 3-year ARM, something that's fixed for 3 years or fixed for 5 years. But I don't think it's going to move a whole lot, so I'd probably go with the 30-year. Sandy in Crozet, here's a good question for you, Bill Tucker. If I short sell my home, do I have to pay taxes on the debt forgiveness?
Good question. Right now, when the bank approves a short sale, there are two issues that the borrower is going to be concerned with. The first issue, everyone's concerned with that, is will the bank release the lien against the real estate? And in order to do a short sale, the bank has to do that. But then the next issue is, what's the bank going to do about the deficiency? Maybe let me explain. Let's say that you owe $250,000, and the bank's only going to net $175,000 from the sale after all closing costs. So there's $75,000 that the bank is not going to get. That's the deficiency. So the banks right now are, in most cases, you can negotiate a waiver of that deficiency. In other words, get the whole deficiency to go away. And that's really important for a borrower to make sure that that's part of the short sale, that deficiency is waived. When that deficiency is waived, however, it creates what's called debt forgiveness. So that $75,000 is debt that the borrower had that's now been forgiven. Uncle Sam says if debt's being forgiven, it's taxable. That's taxable income. So the borrower is going to get a 1099 for the $75,000 that just got waived. But don't fret yet. In fact, there's a federal law. Now, it is expiring the end of this year. We suspect it'll be renewed. It's called the Debt Forgiveness Act or the Debt Relief Act. And under that act, the IRS has said, look, if the debt being forgiven is to purchase the house, to refinance the house, or to improve the house, then that debt being forgiven, and this house is your residence, qualifies as your residence, means you've lived in it for 2 out of the last 5 years, which most borrowers meet that definition, then that debt being forgiven is not taxable. So even though you'll get a 1099 from the borrower, you'll fill out a form with your tax return saying that debt qualifies for the exemption and it's not taxable.
So that regulation, I guess, expires at the end of this year. What does somebody do if they're in motion with a short sale right now and it's scheduled to close in February? I guess it's wait and see time for them.
Wait and see. I will tell you that this particular law has been extended over the last 5 or 6 years. It was extended the first time by Bush, so both presidents, Bush and Obama, mm-hmm. have supported the law. Mm-hmm. Congress, as dysfunctional as they are, has supported the law. So it's one of the few federal laws that really has helped with the distressed real estate situation. So I got to believe it's going to be extended again. It was last extended last year. And it didn't get extended till February, but it was made retroactive for this year.
So do you think that foreclosures, short sales, the distress market, have we in, I'm just talking Central Virginia now, have we passed through the storm, or do you still think that you have pockets of distressed properties that will continue on for the next few years?
I think we've passed the flood gates.
Right.
So I think the amount of people who are experiencing the problem are going down. As values go up, the people who were upside down 50,000 maybe are now only upside down 20,000.
Right.
And so they're not as in a distressed situation. Their income is stabilized. But it's not really pockets, Jeff. It's more like the people in their particular scenario, their circumstance, because each one's different. A short sale still may be in their future. I'll give you a great example. Someone who's moving to Cleveland, they've taken a job in Cleveland, and they have to sell their house because they can't afford a second house. And they realize they're $75,000 upside down, and they don't have the $75,000 to pay the bank when they sell the house. So their probably only scenario is to consider a short sale. And so we're seeing a lot of calls of people with more strategic issues, and strategically, is a short sale good for me? And that's something we give a lot of advice for people on, and it depends on their circumstances.
All right, let me go another direction with you, Bill, for a second. We've talked a lot from the seller's perspective in terms of dealing with a short sale. Again, the steps were get a realtor opinion on price, go see Bill Tucker and get some professional legal advice, but really start communicating with the bank and so on. We walked through that step. Now, if any of our buyers are considering about buying a short sale, what does the buyer need to prepare themselves for in this process? Because you have a seller who oftentimes it's not an approved price they've put the home on the market for, and they're just hoping to beat the clock here before foreclosure comes in on the seller. So you have the buyers coming in trying to buy this property. What do they need to be worried about?
Well, I'm laughing because a short sale buyer is kind of a unique animal. A lot of times a short sale buyer gets prepared for what to expect, and 2 months into the process, they throw their hands up and say, you know, I didn't expect this, even though we all try to warn them that it can be frustrating. A good short sale buyer needs to be someone who has patience and time. It shouldn't be somebody who has to move in 60 days. That's probably not going to happen. The other short sale buyer ought to be somebody that, even though they think they've offered a good price, they probably ought not to have offered their top dollar. I always advise my sellers of a short sale property, you know, let's don't negotiate the price like you would in a normal transaction. Let's let the bank negotiate it, because they're the ones who we're dealing with. It's really a unique situation. I'll describe it as the normal buying and selling, and you realtors are used to it all the time. A realtor for the buyers on one side of the table, the realtor for the sellers on the other side, and they're negotiating back and forth. With a short sale, it's a team effort. The
right.
buyer, the seller, both realtors, and if we're negotiating, you know, our firm, we're all on one side of the table trying to convince the bank to accept the deal. So that buyer needs to understand that the bank may counteroffer, and it's going to be on the basis of what they think the property's worth. The other thing that's unusual for the buyer is the buyer will say, well, that doesn't make sense. You know, the bank's doing something. I'm a cash buyer. Why wouldn't they accept my offer? Why is it taking so long? I'll tell everybody that in short sale world, don't expect anything that makes sense. In other words, common sense doesn't exist in distressed real estate.
But the good news is for the buyers, if you are, as Bill Tucker just said, if you are willing to be patient, expect the unexpected, you can realize an amazing value on, you can get a home for 25-30% below market value in a lot of cases.
We're you know, it's interesting. We've kept statistics. We're 90% successful if we've got the right buyer and the right seller with patience, and we work through the system. We're 90% chance we're going to get the thing through.
Bill Tucker, you're the man. Thanks for being on the show. Everybody have a great Sunday. This is Charlottesville Insights. Check out our website and go to realestate3.com. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you next week.